So you have a Harry Potter spin-off for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I got your panic 3 a.m. phone call and got straight to work.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just had the sudden realization that there might be more money to be squeezed out of the Harry Potter franchise.
Over $6 billion at the box office wasn't enough?
Well, no, obviously you need more than $6 billion if you want to buy Canada.
Is that what you're working towards?
I've said too much, so what do you have for me?
Well, there was a gimmicky textbook back in 2001 called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, so I figure we can make a movie with that.
We're gonna make a movie out of a fake textbook from the Harry Potter universe?
Exactly.
Stretching it real thin, so tell me about the movie.
Well, the movie takes place in the 1920s and follows this British guy, Newt Scamander, who comes to New York with a suitcase full of magical creatures.
Oh, it's gonna be hard for him to get through customs with that thing.
No, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when the customs guy wants to see inside the case, Newt hits this little switch that makes it okay for muggles.
So it can be opened up safely without the creatures jumping out?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Totally safe to open up.
So how come you didn't already have that switched on?
I don't know.
In fact, why doesn't he always have that switched on so the creatures don't escape?
Well, they need to escape for the movie to happen.
So Newt just doesn't care about the safety of the creatures?
Oh no, he cares a whole lot about their safety. That's his number one concern.
But he's not gonna take any precautions to keep them safe.
That's right.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, Newt is gonna run into this wannabe baker guy, Jacob, and they're gonna accidentally switch briefcases.
An aspiring baker from New York has the exact same case as a British wizard.
That's what we're going with.
Wow.
So later, Jacob's gonna open the case and some creatures are gonna get out.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So they're gonna have to track them all down and catch them before anything bad happens.
Exciting.
And at the same time, we have this whole other thing going on with this guy, Percival Graves. And he's trying to track down this evil cloud thing called an Obscurus.
How is that gonna be related to Newt's lost creature storyline?
It practically won't be.
Is that gonna make the whole movie feel a little disjointed?
Yeah, it's gonna feel like if you were trying to watch a movie at home, but your little cousin kept switching over to Pokemon.
Wow.
We're also gonna have this character, Tina Goldstein.
Oh yeah, and what's her deal?
She's actually a former roarer.
A former roarer?
Exactly.
I have no idea what I just, what's that word?
A former roarer.
Oh, you sound like a dog that's somehow beginning to learn English.
An auror is like a wizard officer type thing, and she used to be one.
Oh, a former auror. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, and at the end of the movie, we're gonna hint that maybe she's into Newt.
You're saying the former auror adores the foreigner?
Yeah.
So what kind of fantastic beasts are they gonna track down?
Oh, well, one of them is like this magical horny rhino.
Oh, so it has a giant horn?
Well, yeah, but also it wants to bang.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so we're gonna have this really fun thing where they try to capture it before it, you know, goes to town on them.
We're gonna have the main characters try to catch a magical rhino before it has time to sexually assault them?
Yeah, pretty fun, right?
I guess. I mean, I didn't realize you were going for an R rating.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, so it's gonna be like lighthearted impending sexual assault and bestiality.
Right.
Well, okay then, that does sound fun.
We're also gonna have this creature that grows to fill whatever space is available.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so they're gonna have to try to get it inside a teapot.
And what do they do with it then?
They put it back in the briefcase.
Oh, so it grows to the size of a briefcase. That's manageable.
Well, the inside of Newt's case is actually this massive place.
Oh, so it's gonna expand to fill that space then?
No, it's gonna immediately stop doing the one thing we said it does.
How come?
Magic, I guess? I don't know.
Using magic to explain logical inconsistencies is tight.
Yeah, it is.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, Graves is gonna sentence Tina and Newt to death without a trial because they had illegal animals.
Wow, the wizarding world has some harsh sentencing.
Yeah, so they're gonna be brought to this pool type thing that kills you when you're lowered into it. It's like this dead pool.
Nope, can't call it that.
Right, that makes sense.
And how does the movie end?
Well, there's gonna be a whole lot of destruction and a big magical fight.
Wow.
And it's gonna be revealed that the whole time Graves was actually this bad guy Grindelwald in disguise.
Oh, it's like an homage to Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I love Scooby-Doo. So then Grindelwald is gonna get arrested.
And so they're gonna plop him in the Deadpool?
No, they say they're gonna try to hold him.
Why would Newt and Tina be immediately sentenced to death but not him?
I don't know how wizard laws work.
Fair enough. So is it gonna be hard to deal with all the non-wizards that witness stuff?
No, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because magic exists and I can just do whatever I want, remember?
Right, so what happens?
A bird makes it rain memory juice.
That works for me.
So what do you think?
Well, to be honest, I feel like I don't know much about Newt or Grindelwald.
Oh, should I add in more details?
No, are you kidding me? That's valuable information we have to save for the sequels.
You want to stretch this out into more than one movie?
Oh yeah, into a bunch of movies. That's the only way we're gonna reach our goal.
Of buying Canada?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, sir, I'm not sure how far I could stretch this concept, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you figure out a way, I'll give you Quebec.
Oh, that's where poutine is from.
It sure is.
I'll see what I can do, sir. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did like it, we have a lot more of these on the channel. And you can let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye bye.